السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. We offer our condolences to Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And we hope that inshallah our majlis would be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pleasing to Imam Zaman inshallah. I have been reflecting on the relation between Imam Hussein and Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. In the last few years, and sometimes I've been speaking, sometimes I've been writing, alhamdulillah, 3 papers have been published. And I thought tonight maybe I can share with you a summary of my conclusion about this issue. If you are interested, then you can follow the paper called Connection Between Imam Hussein and Imam Mahdi, published in Message of Thaqalayn. When we read our hadith, we find that although there is connection between all members of Ahlul Bayt, and they are all the same light, kulluhum nur, but still there are some differences between them, and also their relation sometimes may be different. Something which is striking is that there is great emphasis on the relation between Imam Mahdi and Imam Hussein. So you don't find this, for example, between Imam Mahdi and Imam Hassan, or between Imam Mahdi and any other Imam. But great relation between Imam Mahdi and Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. I am mentioning for you few examples, few evidence. In the Quran, in Surah Isra, verse 33, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله بالحق ومن قتل مظلوما فقد جعلنا لوليه سلطانا فلا يسرف في القتل إنه كان منصورا. As I said, Surah Isra, verse 33. Although the ayah is general, and it talks about the people who have a victim. If one of them has been killed, then the guardians of the dead, they can ask for retaliation, for qisas, but they should not kill more than what the qisas requires. Because in the past, sometimes if one person was killed, then they were killing the whole tribe of the killer. So Allah says, "Man qutila madluman," the one who has been killed unjustly, faqad ja'alna liwaliyhi sultana. We have given the guardian of that mazloom who has been killed sultan, a sovereignty. Fala yusrif fil qatl, but he should not kill in excess. إنه كان منصورا. He is helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a general ayah, but when you read hadith, you find that the clear example of this is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Man qutila mazluman has been applied to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the one who has been killed unjustly. Then who is the wali, the guardian of this victim, of this mazlum who has been killed? So you should think that it would be Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam or other imams. But we see that in our hadith, the guardian for the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is no one other than Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. For example, there is a hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam in which our Imam says, Al-Maqtulu al-Husayn. The one who has been killed is Hussein. Wawaliyuhu, and his guardian is Imam Mahdi. He mentions the specific title of Imam Mahdi. Wal israfu fil qatl an yuqtala ghayru qatilihi, and to kill in excess is to kill someone other than who has been involved in the killing, which should not happen. No one who was not involved should be killed. Then Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَذْهَبُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا حَتَّى يُنْتَصَرَ بِرَجُلٍ مِنْ آلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. This world would not finish unless a man from the family of the Prophet would come. يَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضَ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا كَمَا مُلَأَتْ جَوْرًا وَظُلْمًا. He would fill the earth with justice and equity after being filled with injustice and oppression. So you see, connection between Imam Hussein and Imam Mahdi is very clear. The guardian for the blood of Imam Hussein is Imam Mahdi. We have also a similar hadith from Imam Raza alayhi salam. The second evidence, there are more than 300 hadiths, according to some surveys, more than 300 hadiths in which it has been said that Imam Mahdi is from progeny of Imam Hussein. This must be something very important, that in more than 300 hadiths this has been mentioned. It's not just that he is from progeny of Prophet or from progeny of Lady Fatima. In particular, in more than 300 hadiths, this has been mentioned that he is from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And out of these hadiths, 185 are from the Prophet himself. So Prophet himself, in 185 hadiths, he says that Mahdi will be from Hussein. Even Imam Hussein himself has mentioned this. For example, there is a hadith in Bihar al-Anwar. Minna ithna ashara mahdiyan. From us there are 12 people who are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awwaluhum amirul mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib. The first of these 12 is Amirul Mu'mineen. وَآخِرُهُمْ, and the last one is أَتَّاسِعُ مِنْ وُلْدِي, is the ninth of my progeny. This is Imam Hussein saying. وَهُوَ الْإِمَامُ الْقَائِمُ بِالْحَقِّ. He is the Imam who would rise to establish the truth. So even Imam Hussein himself is clearly mentioning that he is from my progeny. So this is another evidence. The next evidence is that the day of actual uprising of Imam Mahdi, according to some hadith, is the day of Ashura. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Inna al-qa'im salawatullah alayh yunada bismihi laylata thalathin wa ishreen." In the Ramadan, before Imam uprises, in the night of Qadr, in the night of 23rd, a call will be made. Then after that Ramadan, وَيَقُومُ يَوْمَ عَاشُورَى يَوْمَ قُتِلَ فِيهِ الْحُسَيْنُ بْنُ عَلِي. After that month of Ramadan, on the day of Ashura, Imam would uprise. Then the next evidence, when Imam alayhi salam stands next to Kaaba and declares the beginning of his mission and movement, it is said that Imam would stand between Ruk and Maqam and would say these sentences: Ala ya ahl al-alam, anal imamul qaim. He addresses all mankind, all the people of the world, from any corner of the world, they are addressed. The first sentence is, he says, I am the imam who is uprising. Ala ya ahl al-alam, ana samsam al-muntaqim. Ala ya ahl al-alam, inna jaddi al-husayn qataluhu atshana. The second is that I am the one who is calling for revenge. And from the third, we understand it is the revenge for Imam Hussein. My grandfather Hussein has been killed while he was thirsty. Ala ya ahl al-alam, inna jaddi al-husayn tarahuhu uryanan. Ala ya ahl al-alam, inna jaddi al-husayn sahaquhu udwanan. So you see, in these five sentences, maybe Imam says something more, but these five are reported to us. In our sources, these five are mentioned. In these five sentences that we have, three of them directly and the fourth indirectly or somehow directly refers to the killing of Imam Hussein. You have to think about it and to find a way that can explain why at the beginning of a universal mission for establishing justice, Imam Mahdi is referring to the killing of Imam Hussein. Is Imam Mahdi forgetting what is happening in the world and wants to take us several centuries back to the history? Or it is the history which is repeating and Imam is addressing the day, not history? So inshallah, I will come back to this. So you see very clear reference between Imam Mahdi's mission and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Also, according to our hadith, after Imam Mahdi declares the beginning of his mission in Mecca, he would move towards Kufa, and actually Kufa would be his seat. Why Kufa? Why he's choosing a place that Imam Hussein was heading and moving to that place? Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, Imam Mahdi, after he uprises, he goes to Kufa and will choose Kufa as his place of residence. We have many hadiths about Imam Mahdi doing revenge for Imam Hussein's blood. For example, Imam Hussein himself told Imam Zainul Abidin, Ya Waladi Ya Ali, Wallahi la yaskunu dami, hatta yab'athallahu al-Mahdi. My son Ali, by God, my blood will not be idle, will not be losing vitality, motion, would not have rest till Mahdi comes. Means my blood is fresh till Mahdi comes. فَيَقْتُلُ عَلَى دَمِي مِنَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ الْكَفَرَ الْفَسَقَةِ He will kill because of my blood the hypocrites, the people who fight against the truth, who do injustice. We have also hadith from Imam Reza and other imams about the people who didn't actually live in the time of Imam Hussein, who didn't take part in the battle of Karbala, they didn't take part in the army of Yazid, but Imam alayhi salam says, still there can be some responsibility. Let me read for you only one hadith. A person called Harawi, Harawi is a title for those who come from Harat. In Afghanistan, you know, we have Harat. So Harawi, he says to Imam Reza alayhi salam, ما تقول في حديث روي عن الصادق. He says, what is your opinion about a hadith which is narrated from Imam Sadiq? Is this hadith correct? If it is correct, what is the interpretation of this hadith? The hadith is this. إنه قال, Imam Sadiq عليه السلام is quoted as saying, إذا خرج القائم قتل ذراري قتلت الحسين بفعال آبائها. He would kill the progeny of the killers of Hussein because of what their fathers have done. Is this true? That he will kill the children, the progeny of the killers of Hussein? Imam Reza alayhi salam said yes. This is a true hadith. Then the person asked, so what about this ayah? وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وَزْرَ أُخْرَى. No one will carry the burden of another person. Why progeny of someone should be responsible for what their parents or for parents have done? Imam Reza alayhi salam said, صدق الله في جميع أقواله. This ayah is true, is correct. لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. ولكن ذراري قتلت الحسين يرضون بفعال آبائهم ويفتخرون بها. But this case is different. This is about those progeny of the killers of Hussein who are pleased with what their parents have done. And they actually find this as honor that their parents have killed Hussein. يَفْتَخِرُونَ وَمَنْ رَضِيَ شَيْئًا كَانَ كَمَنْ أَتَاهُ. If someone is pleased with something, he is like the person who has committed that thing. So if someone commits a crime and another person is pleased, as we say in Ziyarat, سمعت بذلك فرضيت به. Then Imam Reza alayhi salam says, لو أن رجلا قتل بالمشرق فرضي بقتله رجل بالمغرب. Forget progeny. If two people who are not even related, if one person has killed someone in the east, and another person in the West is pleased with this murder, he would be responsible. This is why the minimum requirement of seeing injustice is to condemn, not to be relaxed, not to be indifferent, not to be pleased. At least you have to condemn so that you are not held responsible. So لو أن رجلا قتل بالمشرق فرضي بقتله رجل بالمغرب لكان الراضي, the one who is pleased, who is happy in Allah Azza wa Jal, شريك القاتل. Allah would take him as a partner. He's involved. وَإِنَّمَا يَقْتُلُهُمُ الْقَائِمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ إِذَا خَرَجَا لِرِضَاهُمْ بِفِعْلِ آبَائِهِمْ. Imam Mahdi will kill them because they are happy with what their parents have done. I come back to this, and this needs further explanation. Another evidence, for those who just joined us, I'm mentioning evidence for saying that there is a special connection between Imam Mahdi and Imam Hussein that you don't find between any other ma'asums. This particular one is very important. In the night of Ashura, in such a night, exactly in such a night, Imam Hussein alayhi salam said to his companions, وَقَدْ قَالَ جَدِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلَهِ. وَلَدِي حُسَيْن يُقْتَلُ بِالتَّفْ كَرْبَلَا. Imam Hussein says, my grandfather told me, and maybe told his companions, my son Hussein will be killed in Karbala. غريباً وحيداً عطشاناً فريداً. While he would have no helper, he would be alone and he would be thirsty. فمن, this sentence is a key. فمن نصره, whoever helps Hussein, فَقَدْ نَصَرَنِي. Whoever helps Hussein, Rasulullah says, he has helped me. وَنَصَرَ وَلَدَهُ الْحُجَّةِ. And he has helped his son, Imam Mahdi. So now you have to find out what is the connection between Imam Hussein and Rasulullah, and Imam Hussein and Imam Mahdi. How helping Hussein helps Rasulullah? How helping Hussein helps Imam Mahdi? Helping Hussein helps Rasulullah because we know that the mission of Rasulullah, the message of Rasulullah, was not going to continue without Hussein. So it is the martyrdom of Hussein, it is the movement, the revolution of Hussein that let Islam carry on. Otherwise, everything was destroyed and distorted. And this is one meaning, one interpretation of Husaynun minni wa ana min Husayn. This is one interpretation. Of course, there are other interpretations, but one is this. I am from Hussein. Hussein is from me, is very clear, but I am from Hussein means my religion depends on Hussein. Islam needs Hussein. So if someone helps Hussein, he has helped Islam. He has helped Rasulullah. And this also gives you a direction. This is very important. Anything that you do for Imam Hussein should strengthen Islam, should make Islam stronger. If we do something for Imam Hussein by dividing the Ummah and weakening Ummah, that is not helping Hussein. Helping Hussein is definitely leading towards the success of Islam. So this is very important. No one should think that he can do something for Imam Hussein by dividing the Ummah. But the second part is more difficult to understand. وَنَصَرَ وَلَدَهُ الْحُجَّةِ Whoever helps Hussein helps Imam Mahdi عَجَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَرَجَهُ الشَّرِيفِ. This needs explanation. I come back to this. Another evidence. We have hadith about the angels who wanted to help Imam Hussein, but they couldn't. For example, there is a hadith about Ibn Taghlab. If we could have less echo, please. Less echo, please. Abu Ibn Taghlib narrates from Imam Sadiq that there were 4,000 angels who went to Sama, to heaven, to sky, يَسْتَأْذِنُونَ فِي الْقِتَالِ مَعَ الْحُسَيْنِ to get permission to fight, helping Imam Hussein. فَحَبِتُوا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَقَدْ قُتِلَ But they were not supposed to be involved in this battle. Anyway, by the time they came back, Imam was already killed. فَهُمْ These angels in the قَبْرِهِ شُعْثٌ غُبْرٌ They are there with very sad situation. They are dusted. يَبْكُونَهُ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ These angels are mourning for Hussein. وَهُمْ يَنْتَذِرُونَ خُرُوجَ الْقَائِمِ These angels who wanted to help Imam Hussein and they couldn't, they will be in Karbala waiting for Imam Zaman to come. They don't want to miss this opportunity. So they have waited here on the earth. They are not going back, waiting for Imam Zaman to come. In another hadith, which is from Imam Raza, we have something more. Mentions about these angels, but it says that فَيَكُونُنَّ مِنْ أَنصَارِهِ These angels will be helpers of Imam Zaman. وَشِعَارُهُمْ Their motto. Can you guess what is their motto? يَا لَثَارَاتِ الْحُسَيْنِ This is their motto. Ya Latharat al-Husayn. We have also the same motto for the helpers of Imam Mahdi. Even human beings, mu'minin who are helping Imam Zaman, they say, Ya Latharat al-Husayn. So there is, I don't know if anyone with all these evidence can have any doubt that the movement of Imam Zaman, the revolution, is closely connected to Imam Hussein. I don't think there is any doubt. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, that among the characteristics of the helpers of Imam Zaman are this, وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ They have great consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have great fear and awe for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَدْعُونَ بِالشَّهَادَةِ They pray and ask from Allah the tawfiq for martyrdom. They are not afraid of death. وَيَتَمَنَّوْنَ أَن يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Their desire is to be killed for the sake of Allah. شعارهم يا لثارات الحسين And their motto is Ya La Tharat Al Hussein. Ida Saru Yasiru Rub Amamahum Masirat Al Shahr. The enemies of Allah, the enemies of truth, the enemies of justice and peace, so much fear them that when they move, fear goes before them 1 month earlier. It means that 1 month before they come, the fear would be in the camp of the enemies. Yasiru ru'bu amamahum is in front of them, masirat ash-shahrin, 1 month earlier. Another evidence is about the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. You know, 15th of Sha'ban is a very important night, middle of Sha'ban. One of the things that has happened is the birth of Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. But this night has also other merits. In this night that Imam Zaman is born, one of the special a'mal is what? In the birth night and day of Imam Zaman, one of the special a'mal is ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam and Imam Sadiq both have said, whoever wants, listen to this, whoever wants 124,000 prophets, shake hand with him. 124 means all the prophets, should visit the grave of Hussein in the middle of Sha'ban. Why visiting Hussein in the night of birth of Imam Zaman? And why then all the prophets come and shake hand, which means that they show their appreciation to you. Inshallah, I will explain. This shows that visiting Hussein is helping the ideal of those prophets, which was to establish qist, لَيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْتِ, would be achieved by Imam Zaman through remembrance of Hussein. Inshallah, I will explain more. In the night of Qadr, you know, the night of Qadr has connection with Quran, because Quran is revealed in the night of Qadr. Also, the night of Qadr has connection to the Hujjah of Allah, because when Allah says tanazzalul malaikatu war-ruh, where do they come? Where do they descend? To the heart of the Hujjah of Allah. This is very clear, and we have Quranic reference for this. Yulqi ar-ruh ala man yasha'u min ibadihi. We have many hadith. So in the night of Qadr, that the angels and the spirit, they bring all the affairs for the next 12 months to the heart of the Hujjah of Allah. In that night, again, one of the special a'mal, one of the a'mal makhsus, is ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Jawad alayhi salam says, if someone visits Imam Hussein in the night of 23rd of Ramadan, which is likely to be the night of Qadr, the soul of 124,000 prophets will shake hand with him. In Du'a Nudba, when we mention what happened to Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, we say Aina al-Hasanu, Aina al-Husayn, Aina abna'ul Husayn. Then after mentioning all the members of Ahlul Bayt in a way or another who were killed, then we say, Aina talibu bidam al maqtul bi Karbala. So who is the one who is going to ask for justice for the murder of Imam Hussein is Imam Mahdi. Aina talibu bidam al maqtul bi Karbala. In Ziyarat Ashura, we say, أن يرزقني طلب ثاري أو طلب ثاركم. There are different versions. مع إمام هدى أو إمام مهدي ظاهر ناطق بالحق منكم. Again, you see, Imam Mahdi is mentioned in Ziyarat Ashura. In Dua Nudba, again, for مقتول كربلاء is Imam Mahdi. So, with all these things that we mentioned, we come to this conclusion that there is very clear connection between Imam Mahdi and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, right from the first day that he declares the beginning of his mission, he mentions his connection to Imam Hussein and mentions unjust killing of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this needs explanation. This needs explanation. I try to make it very short, but inshallah, if you are interested, as I said, you can follow those three papers. Just imagine if today Imam Mahdi was supposed to come. If Imam Mahdi today stands next to Kaaba and addresses humanity and says, I have come for justice for the blood of my grandfather. This with world's situation today is not understandable. Because the problem today is not that Yazid or Ibn Ziyad or their progeny are the greatest mischief makers of the world. Neither them nor their progeny are known. You may say, but what about the people who may not be connected to them by blood, but they are pleased with what happened? Again, I have to say that if the world is like what we have today, again, this is not understandable. Why? Because, again, the greatest sources of crime and mischief in the world are the people who have no idea about Imam Hussein. Still, they don't know Imam Hussein, let alone to have a judgment about Imam Hussein and to say that we are happy with killing of Imam Hussein by Yazid. So today, we cannot make sense of this. And perhaps this is why Imam Mahdi has not come, because this doesn't make sense now. But my idea is that we have to do a kind of reverse engineering. So if when Imam Mahdi comes, it would make sense to refer to the killing of Imam Hussein and the greatest troublemakers of the world and mischief makers of the world would be the people who would be responsible for killing of Hussein, then do a reverse engineering. And then you would realize that the world would be changed from what we see today to another situation. And this is my understanding. Of course, you can think about it, you can come up with another explanation. My understanding is that before Imam Zaman comes, all educated people of the world would know about Imam Hussein. It would not be like now. Alhamdulillah, now we are progressing, but still there are many people who don't know about Imam Hussein. And this is also something that we have to accept our responsibility. I think all educated people in the world, they know Nelson Mandela. They know Gandhi. They know Mother Teresa. They know some of the footballists. If you go to any part of the world, all the educated people, those who have a little literacy, they know. But still, there are millions of people who have not heard about Imam Hussein. They don't have any idea about Imam Hussein. Who was Hussein? They don't know. But before Imam Mahdi comes, first, all educated people of the world would know about him. So it would make sense that when Imam Mahdi addresses humanity and says, "Ala ya ahla al-alam, inna jaddi al-Hussein," they understand this call. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. So they would know who was Hussein. Second, when there is conflict between those who stand for the good of humanity, in particular for qist, for adl, for justice, for social equity, for honor and dignity for humanity, and there are people who don't like this because they want to suck everything and they want to take everything for themselves, in that conflict, in that battle between the camp of justice and truth and the opposite camp, the people who call for justice, for dignity, for honor, would make Imam Hussein as their main source of inspiration. Muslims and non-Muslims, Shia and non-Shia, who before coming of Imam Zaman would stand for justice, they cannot do it without reference to Hussein. Because if you want to prove to people that you have to give anything that you have from dunya for the sake of preserving your honor and dignity, Hussein is the best support. No one can do anything to mobilize people to be ready for all sacrifice needed like Hussein ibn Ali. You see how much Shia have throughout the history have benefited from this reference. And this is why Shia have never been silent in front of injustice. So all people who would be standing and calling for justice would refer to Imam Hussein as the icon for justice, for dignity, as their source of inspiration. Now, the opposite group, when they see these people by following Hussein, they are gaining energy and momentum and nothing can frighten them and can stop them, they will try different things. First, they will try to say to people, why you are wasting your time? Why you are confused? You don't need to call for justice. Just cry for Hussein. And we help you. If you want to cry, we can help you in crying for Hussein. Don't think about other issues. Don't think about what is happening in the world. Just cry. But those who are insightful, those who have basira, they know that they have to follow the path of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein showed us a path. Imam Hussein didn't show us a station in which we go and relax. He showed us a path, a way of rising and moving. So after they see that they cannot distort and deviate the message of Imam Hussein, then they will start attacking Hussein. The real Hussein they cannot tolerate. But the Hussein which is just for crying, they can tolerate. But the real Hussein who would stand against Yazid, they cannot tolerate. Then a point comes that they would say, Yazid did right thing. And we are going to do with you the same thing that Yazid did with Hussein. And then it makes sense to hold them responsible for the killing of Imam Hussein. So with this reverse engineering, you can find out what would be the situation of the world, what would be the understanding of people about Imam Hussein, how people would be polarized around Imam Hussein, and you also understand what is your responsibility. How we can help Imam Zaman by introducing Imam Hussein to all good people of the world. All people who want justice, who want good life, dignified life, honorable life for humanity, who are many. This should be telling us how helping Hussein is helping Imam Zaman. Proper azadari for Imam Hussein should help Imam Zaman. This is a test. Anything that you do for Hussein should help Imam Zaman. Otherwise, it is not something that would be pleasing Imam Hussein or Imam Zaman. As Rasulullah said, "Man nasarahu, faqad nasarani, wa nasara waladahu al-hujja." So, our love for Hussein, our devotion for Hussein, should help us to better help Imam Zaman. Otherwise, we are not doing it rightly. We have to revise what we are doing, if it is not that case. Alhamdulillah, I think in most of the cases it's like that. But maybe there are some ways that we can improve. Okay, I stop here because you have lots of other programs. I just hope I was able to do justice because I had to rush and this needs more time. But inshallah, you can reflect. And if you have ideas, inshallah, I will be happy to benefit from your comments. If you don't mind, I read some couplets of a poem in Farsi about Hazrat Ali Asghar. I think... Could you please come forward? Please come forward as much as you can. Yeah. I think among the soldiers of Imam Hussein, in a sense, no one helped Imam Hussein like Ali Asghar. Why? Because in the battle of Hussein, militant victory was not an option. So the battle was not to win from a militant point of view, because there was no way that some 70 people can win 30,000 or more than 30,000 people. So it was not to win militantly. It was to win spiritually. It was to establish the rightfulness of Imam Hussein and his position. So now, if you think about the contribution of all the martyrs, they all had great contributions. But I think no one like Hazrat Ali Asghar proved the ugly face of the opposite camp. I don't think any of the martyrs, because other martyrs went to battle. At least, even if they were young, it was a teenage, at least they had a sword. But a baby, an infant, who is killed so brutally, proved the ugly face of that camp, Yazid and his people, I think better than anyone else. So I think this soldier of Imam Hussein helped him more than anyone else. And for sure, at the same time, the mazlumiyya, the injustice was great, and therefore the pain and suffering was more. There is a poem which is attributed to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and among all the sufferings in this poem, Imam Hussein refers to the martyrdom of Ali Asghar. Shi'ati mahma sharibtum ma azbin fadhkuruni aw sami'tum bi gharibin aw shahidin fandubuni kayfa astasqi litifli fa'abaw an yarhamuni. So Imam refers to the killing of Hazrat Ali Asghar. So this poem is about the martyrdom of Hazrat Ali Asghar. He says, قصه شنیدم که دوش تشن لب گل فروش. I heard a story that yesterday, he refers to the day of Ashura, a person who was selling flour but was thirsty. He refers to Imam Hussein. تشن لب گل فروش. So it was a گل فروش, a seller of flour who was thirsty. برد گلی سبز پوش هدیه به بازار عشق. He took a flower which was covered with green leaves to the market for offering this as a gift. So this is the market that mu'minin sell what they have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَأَنفُسَهُمْ. So he wants to say that Imam Hussein brought this flower to the market to sell to Allah subhanahu. گل غم نا گفته داشت خاطر آشفته داشت چشم به خون خفته داشت از غم سالار عشق. This flower which is Ali Asghar had unspoken grief. Ali Asghar was not speaking to express how sad he was when he heard the call of Imam Hussein, is there anyone to help us? اشوه کنان ناز کرد وا شدن آغاز کرد. It is said that although Ali Asghar, when he was in the tents, was crying, but when he was in the arms of Imam Hussein, he was smiling. Says like a flower which is opening. اشوه کنان ناز کرد وا شدن آغاز کرد خنده زد و باز کرد دیده به دیدارش. And opened his eyes to Imam Hussein. باغ تب و تاب داشت گل طلب آب داشت. The garden was very hot. sun was shining, it was summer, very hot, and this flower needed water. کی خبر از خواب داشت دیده بیدار عشق and was not able to sleep تا هدف تیر شد عرش سرازیر شد when the arrow hit Ali Asghar The throne of Allah of Allah. عشق زمین گیر شد. Love fell down. ای عجب از کار عشق. One wonders about the story of love. آن گل مینو سرشت. بر ورق سرنوشت. با خطی از خون نوشت معنی عیسی رو عشق That beautiful flower with its blood on piece of paper wrote the meaning of love and sacrifice این گل باغ خداست از چمن کربلاست This flower is from the garden of God which has grown in Karbala خوابگه او کجاست سینه سردار عشق Do you know where this flower is going to be put? It's going to be put on the chest of Hussein. Ah, ke ba pusht kham, pusht khiyam arab. Naghme sarayat be gham, ghafil zalar. Imam Hussein went to the tent and took Ali Asghar from his mother. But when Imam was taking back the body of Ali, he didn't go to the tent. He went behind the tent and started digging the floor and make a grave for Ali Asghar. Because he couldn't say to mother of Ali Asghar what has happened. او که با پشت خم پشت خیام عرب With a bending back, he went behind the tent and started lamenting for Ali. قنچه آغوش من Hey, my flower who was in my arms زینت خاموش من Why are you silent now? یار کفن پوش من یار من و یار عشق You are my helper and the helper of love دشت پر از های و هوست The plain of Karbala is full of noise Enemies are celebrating They are happy مشتری عشق اوست But don't worry The one who is here to buy you is Allah. ای شده قربان دوست اوست خریدار عشق. You have become sacrificed for Allah. He is buying you. خیمه به کویم زدی. خنده به رویم زدی. میز سبویم زدی بر سر بازار عشق You came to the life of Hussein You smiled at the face of Hussein کودک من لای لای از غم تو وای وای گریه کند های های چشم ازادار عشق ای
If you imagine love has some eyes, the eyes of love would be crying for you. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. Oh Allah, please accept from us our little mourning for Hussein. Oh Allah, please enable us to be on the path of truth and justice. Please enable us to help our Imam Zaman with all talents and skills and everything that we have. Please make our Imam Zaman happy and pleased with us. Please answer his du'as for his faraj and faraj of mu'minin. Please give shifa to all people who are ill. Please send your rahmah to all mu'minin, those who have rights upon us, our ulama, our martyrs, and Imam Khomeini. Oh Allah, please keep us and our children on the right path. Please make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.